Nation in Mourning. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. President Biden addressing the Texas elementary school shooting at his alma mater, the University of Delaware's graduation Saturday.
As I speak, those parents are literally preparing to bury their children in the United States of America, to bury their children. It's too much violence, too much fear, too much grief.
President Biden and the First Lady arriving in Uvalde Sunday. GOP Texas Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick discussing the school police chief's decision to wait over an hour to engage with the Uvalde school shooter.
The police chief, and you know he'll leave this with the rest of his life, but he was in charge. He was the incident commander. He made that decision to hold. And again, he'll have to live with that the rest of his life.
Other Texas authorities calling the decision wrong. The Uvalde School District's police department hosting an active shooter scenario training 2 months ago. Vice President Harris speaking at a memorial church service in Buffalo, New York, Saturday, honoring the 10 people who were killed by an 18-year-old shooter at a top supermarket. Investigators believe the gunman targeted them because they were black.
Enough is enough. We will come together based on what we all know we have in common, and we will not let those people who are motivated by hate separate us or make us feel fear.
Authorities expected to add hate crimes and active terrorism charges. A collision between two motorboats on the Wilmington River near Savannah, Georgia, Saturday, leaving at least two people dead. Three others are still missing. California Governor Gavin Newsom testing positive for COVID-19. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Jury deliberations resuming Tuesday in the Johnny Depp Amber Heard trial.
Jurors have a mountain of evidence, including text messages and photos, to go through as they deliberate a verdict in this case. Depp is suing Heard for $50 million over a 2018 op-ed she wrote in the Washington Post, describing herself as a domestic abuse survivor. Even though Depp's name is not mentioned in the article, he says it damaged his career. Depp denies abusing Heard. His attorney called Amber Heard a liar and asked jurors to reject her claim.
Fox's Christina Coleman. Two Ohio fraternity members receiving a mixed verdict in the death of a Bowling Green State University student.
Troy Hendrickson and Jacob Crinn were acquitted of involuntary manslaughter and reckless homicide, but convicted of several hazing-related counts in the March 2021 death of Stone Foltz. The 20-year-old died of alcohol poisoning after drinking an entire bottle of booze. He was found unconscious by a roommate after fraternity members dropped him off at his apartment. He died 3 days later. Prosecutors argued the young pledge was pressured to do so. Tom Graham, Fox News.
It's that time of the year again, the National Spelling Bee happening this week.
The Scripps Spelling Bee will be fully in person at its usual venue outside Washington for the first time since 2019, but some changes. Schools and sponsors have dropped out, regions have been consolidated, and the Bee has fewer than half the spellers it had 3 years ago. Another huge change, Scripps broke with longtime partner ESPN and will broadcast the competition on its own networks Ion and Bounce. Actor and literacy advocate LeVar Burton will host. Scripps had 245 regional sponsors for the 2020 B that was canceled due to the pandemic, only 198 for this year's B, which runs from Tuesday to Thursday. Samantha Liepman, Fox News.
I'm Laura Cantor, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.